I'm absolutely Alan. It's about that time of range that I pass through. It's about that time of day that I pass the reins to the remarkable Mr. Mike of Miracle as he carries us off to a magical place we call Lotus Land.
Thanks, Al. Thanks for making it through there.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I'm all over the place. Can you turn that fan off for me, please? Thank you, sir. Hey, Al.
Hi.
How's it going, man? It's freaking hot outside.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, it's a little warm out there. It's a little warm in here, too. But, hey, I'm going to stop the complaining and just get right into the program. Thanks very much for pressing buttons and making things happen today. Much appreciated.
Yep. Why is exciting.
Hey, have you ever driven a truck?
What, you mean a semi?
Yeah, like a semi.
No.
No, I'd like to learn how to do that. I think it'd be really kind of neat, you know?
Yeah.
The reason I ask is because we're going to be playing a lot of truck driving songs today. I love a good truck driving song. As a matter of fact, at some point I want to do a show, truck driving music, spy tunes, and surf music. I think that would be – there's a correlation between all of those. It's that twangy guitar.
Oh, yeah. You know? That should be interesting.
That'd be a good show. So anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. This is Richmond Independent Radio. And what else?
The city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.
A factoid, that is. So let's go ahead and get into the Lotus Land show. And we'll do that and just we'll chat more in just a second. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Al agrees. So let's make it so.
Yeah, I often do.
All right.
I'm an agreeable person.
Sing a song. Hello, everybody. We are going to do a show today. Yay! It is called
Lotus Land.
Da, 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 da. I can hear some music.
Lotus Land. Lotus Land. Lotus Land.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. And yeah, as I was telling Al here just a minute ago, we're gonna get into truck driving songs about trucking, you know, stories about trucking, about the good old days, some songs about CB usage. You know, we'll even get some instructional audio on CB usage, and maybe perhaps picking out an appropriate handle. Yeah, have you ever done CB? Have you ever CB'd?
Yeah, my dad had one when I was little.
When you're back in the day when CBs were all the rage. I mean, it was like a craze. You know, I remember sitting in my friend's trailer, and we were positioned by the highway. He lived in a little trailer park by the highway there, and we would, he had a CB, and so we'd try to pick up stuff. And then, of course, you know, the truck drivers are like kids. We know what you're up to.
Yeah.
What's your 1020? Back on that? I don't know. So I need some lessons, too. So I'm a little rusty on the CB itch.
Yeah, I only know what brake means. And what's that, 1036?
I don't know what a 1036 is. It's on this record I have.
What time is it?
What time? 1036?
It means what time is it?
So it's always 1036. So yeah. It could be really rather confusing. Was if it's 1036 and it actually is 1036.
Yeah.
Then, there's a joke there. Let's write that. All right, well, so songs about trucking, CB usage, songs about just plain old cars and highway and gasoline, and you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
Right, so we're going to go ahead and get into it. Behind me right now is Square Pusher with The Glass Road here on the Lotus Land Show. Let's ride on this for a little bit, and then we're going to hear Gam with Truck.
Cool.
Thanks very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR. Oh, and on the web as well at WRIR.org.
good life. You better look out when a jackknife don't hold us like a switch blade. Now I feel it once and the way down. I am a truck, big truck, big truck. I am a truck, big truck, big truck. I am a truck. I am a truck. I am a truck, big truck, big truck.
If there's any doubt, when I pass you on the road, you see his tail hanging out. Tell him something, Tiger.
Meow.
I was going through a town in Tennessee. 12 police cars was after me. Well, they pulled off the road and turned around when they seen that tiger's tail hanging down. Yeah, I got a tiger in my tank. If there's any doubt, you can pass me on the road. You'll see his tail hanging out. Speak one time, Tiger.
Meow.
I took this redhead for a ride. I pulled up close by my side. She said, listen here, bud, I got news for you. You got a tiger in the front seat, too. Yeah, I got a tiger in my tank. If there's any doubt, you can pass me on the road. You see his tail hanging out. Let me hear you one time, Tiger.
Meow.
Oh, roll one time, bub.
Two-week holiday. out of my rig and on the way. Me and the wife and the little boy with the hammer down to Illinois. Had a good front door looking out for Burr. I was doing about 80 in the rocking chair. Just settled down to run with the pack when I felt a finger punch my back. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. So we leave the convoy to take my boy to the nearest Texaco. Velma Jean, I wish you wouldn't give that boy so much pop. I just found a good bunch of buddies to run with her, and it's gonna take me an hour to get back to him. Come on, son. No, you can't have no glow-in-the-dark t-shirt. Back on the road with the hammer down, trying to watch for any bears around. Calling wall to wall on my CB, break 19 for your Tennessee flea. Well, it took me an hour to catch up for sure, but then I heard the right 10-4. I was back with my pack and running fine when I heard that weak-bladed boy of mine. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. So we leave the convoy to take my boy to the nearest Texaco. When we get to the home 20, we're gonna have his kidneys checked. That comes from your side of the family. No, hush now. Your mother's the same way. Come on, son. No, you can't have no battery-operated firecrackers. Break 19 for your Tennessee flea. How about your shotgun? You reading me? You got the mean machine back on the road. I wish this four-wheeler had a built-in commode. No comeback, they was gone for sure. But I found me another front and back door. About the time we got the hammer down, my boy leaned over with a terrible frown. Dad, I gotta go. Dad, I gotta go. There goes another convoy while I take my boy to the nearest Texaco. Now, Velma Jean, this is downright silly. If I lose this pack to run with, we ain't never gonna get to Illinois. Come on, son. No, you can't have no genuine shrunk coconut, you bangy head. Break 19 for your beaver teaser. Come on back if you're up there, please, sir. Will he come back? Faint with noise, I put the hammer down to get with them boys. I was so busy waiting for another breaker. I flew right past the picture taker. He said, pull it over, boy, nice and slow. I said, fair, I'll meet you at the next Texaco, cause I gotta go. I gotta go. I got the crank, sir. Go my green stains. Oh, mercy day and woe. Back on the road after posting bail, doing double nickels on the Illinois trail. Turn off the CB and on the stereo. Now that I'm taking it nice and slow, nobody wants to go.
trying to get through. There's no single explanation, there's no central destination. But this long line of cars is trying to get through. And this long line of cars is all because of you. We don't wonder where we're going or remember where we've been. We've got to keep this traffic flowing and accept a little sin. So this long line of cars will never have an end. And this long line of cars keeps coming around the bend. Sacramento to the freeways of LA. We've got to keep this fire burning and accept a little gray. So this long line of cars is trying to break free. And this long
Deer are marvelous animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt, and should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning into the Lotus Land Show. Much appreciated. I'm your host, Michael Miracle, and we are doing a show about, cars and trucks and truck driving songs and songs about gasoline, which is what we're going to get to here in a minute. Songs about sitting in traffic kind of thing. It is drive time. It's 5:24, by the way. And let you know what you've been listening to here on the Lotus Land Show. We ended the last set with Cake. Unmistakable sound of Cake with Long Line of Cars. And before that, we heard from Primus with Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. And then before that, we heard from Cletus Muggard. Is that right? Let me get that. Cletus Maggard. And a Citizens Band with Dad, I Gotta Go. That's how it was when I was a kid. My dad would not stop to let us pee. I'm sure that's a story that many, 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 many people have, you know. So before Cletus, we heard from Jim Nesbitt with I Got a Tiger in My Tank. I wonder what he's talking about there. And before that, we heard from Gam with Truck. I Am Truck. We started the set out with Square Pusher with The Glass Road. There you go. You're up to the minute on the Lotus Land Show. And I think it's just time. We just go ahead and get right back into it. Songs about gasoline. Boy, howdy. I don't know if you've noticed, but the price of gas is going up once again. And there's no reason why. I can't figure. They'll give us the reasons, but, you know, they're not the real reasons. It's amazing. They're making record profits still. And those gas companies and oil companies, all their CEOs seem to be getting pay raises while the rest of us are getting pay cuts and losing jobs and paying up the nose for gasoline. I know we've got it easier in this country as far as gas prices go. Across the world, it's much higher in some countries. But I'll get off the soapbox now, and I'll let the music do the talking, as somebody once said in some song somewhere. How about we hear a song from the Hot Seats? It's a track called Price of Car Blues here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Sir, would you like a tune? I just composed it this afternoon. Well, maybe it'll be worth a couple of bucks that you could give my band. And he plucked, and he chucked, and he twanged, and he shuffled as he sang. Oh, the price of gas has hit 4.15. How am I gonna fill my tank? Crowds are getting stingy with the green, and I got no friends at the bank. Well, maybe someday I'll settle down, find a little cutie in some quiet country town. But for now I gotta move, hope my bankroll improves. Please, Mr. help me fill my tank. Now Bill sat down at his writing desk. His mind began to turn and toss. He ran his hands through his hair. He lit up a smoke and he began to compose his thoughts. He says, "Dear Mr. Exxon, Emma Cohen, BP, won't you please think a little of me? Now you're getting fatter, just raking it in, and you finally sucked us dry." And he signed it with a crimson X, and he dropped it in the letterbox, singing, "The price of gas is hit 4.15. How am I gonna fill my tank? Proud to get stingy with the green, and I got no friends at the bank. Now maybe someday I'll settle down, find a little cutie in some quiet country town. But for now I gotta move, hope my bankroll improves. Please, mister, help me fill my tank." She shakes and she's short on style, but you know, she gets us from town to town, and we love her like our only child. And now she's still installed and dry. Do you want to know the reason why? I'll tell you that the price of gas is 4.15.
I can smell you.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. I thank you for that.
Well, I was pulling up a grade that's known as a devil's crest. Hauling 36 ton on a run called a Nitro Express. There was nothing but curves running from the top on down. And at the bottom of the grade sat a quiet little country town. Well, I was dropping off the top when she jarred and the drive shaft broke. Started pumping up the brakes, saw him go in a big cloud of smoke. To keep her upright, I knew I had to do my best. Against a runaway bomb they call the Nitro Express. Now there was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be. Well, that old trailer leaned each time that I took another curve. My hands started sweating and I knew I was losing my nerve. And I was cussing each rock and every inch of the devil's crest. While fighting with the wheel of a rig called the Nitro Express. I sideswiped the mountain so I'd slow her down by rubbing her side. And when the sparks started flying, man, it looked like the 4th of July. I finally got her stopped, but mister, I'm gonna confess. Well, that's the last run I'm making in a rig called the Nitro Express. Well, there was 36 ton of a detonated steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free, or there'd be a big hole where that little town used to be. I was 36 ton of a bitten made of steel, over 18 tires that smoked and squealed. I had to ride her down, I couldn't jump free.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM and on the web at WRIR.org as well. This is Richmond Independent Radio. I'm your host, Michael Miracle, and we're doing a song about trucks, truck driving, songs about cars, and gasoline, and just generally being on the road, going fast, and being mobile, and hauling fire, and hauling hell. I don't know. All right, let me let you know what you've been listening to here on The Lotus Land Show. I think they're getting ready to take off. Hold on. Yeah, they're getting ready to go. Rev it. Rev it. Rev it.
Yeah! That's it!
Do you smell the rubber? Smell that rubber. All right, listen. It's 5:46 right now. And what you've been listening to here, we ended the last set with Proto Paramore with San Cristo. And at the beginning of that song, it has an old school seatbelt buzzer. I don't know if you predate 1980, I would imagine in the 70s, it's got a lot of cars from the 70s and even the early 80s had that sound. Instead of the bing, bing, or, you know, that kind of annoying bing, bing, or beep, beep, it used to just go until you plugged your seatbelt in. That was it. So anyway, thanks for listening to my story. Prior to Proto Paramore, we heard from Red Simpson doing Nitro Express, and then VCR, Richmond's very own VCR, missed those guys, doing Gasoline Blood, and then we heard the Bloody Hollies with Gasoline, and then the Hot Seat started that set out with Price of Gas Blues, and Richmond's own very own Hot Seats, by the way. Got some really talented individuals in this town, wouldn't you say? Some fantastic music here in Richmond. So I'd like to thank Ed for calling with the suggestion, by the way. He had a show idea. That was a good one. Well, thanks very much for calling in. You too can call the station if you'd like to. The studio line is 649-9737, area code 804, 649-9737. You have questions, comments, or a joke, maybe, about anything I say, play, or do during my program. You're welcome to call there. And you can also leave a comment online at WRIR.org. I'm posting the playlist as I go along there as well, so that may answer some questions for you. So, all right. Oh, hey, I need to say this. Let me do this real quick. Hold on. Heidi Stiles of Aaron's Cleaning Service and her uniformed staff accommodate one-time move-in and move-out cleanings, as well as bi-weekly and monthly home and office cleanings. Environmentally conscious Aaron's Cleaning Service strips and waxes floors, cleans carpets, sanitizes, and eliminates dust. More information can be found at 804-382-5743. That's 382-5743. Online at aaronscleaning804.com. Thank you, Aaron's Cleaning Service. Much appreciated. Let me say we go ahead and get back to the program here. And, all right, yeah, what we got next? Oh, you know, we heard a little something from Jim Nesbitt a little earlier. And there's another song by him I have here I'd like to play. It's quite good. It's from a record I found. It's and I think I've talked about this before. It's one of the most boring record covers I've ever seen. But that was exactly the appeal. I was like, this is so boring, it must be good. So at 6 Days on the Road, that's the name of the song, or the name of the album, 6 Days on the Road, Trucker Stars. And on this compilation, it's Dave Dudley, Johnny Dollar, Johnny Exit, Jim Nesbitt. And although Johnny Dollar and Jim Nesbitt do most of the tunes on here, it's sort of a compilation. It's more of a split 12, would you say? So we're going to hear I've Never Been Passed by Jimmy Nesbitt right now here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for tuning in to WRIR.
I'm rolling down this old highway, not a worry on my mind. I got a little gal in Houston and one I just left behind. Got me a brand new Emeryville, and that's what I call class. I'm a truck driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been passed. No, I ain't never been passed, but the boys all say it's luck that I ain't a truck driving fool at all, just a fool driving a truck. They're a making book at all the road stops that I can't be that fast. But I'm a truck driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been passed. Now I'm looking in my side view mirror,
Some joker's coming up behind. There ain't nobody gonna tell me what he's got on his mind. I can see that red light flashing. I can hear that siren wail. Gotta get this load on a side road, for he's right on my tail. No, I ain't never been passed, but I wish I had sometimes. I don't carry home no money at all, paying these traffic fines. I got a high-priced reputation, but I try to make it last. 'Cause I'm a truck driving fool from the old school, and I ain't never been passed.
Oh, stood still, could feel you with each breath. When it came time to move, I feel you had regret. But then the wind moved through our bones and we held each other tight. That's the way we fell deep in love, and it's all, it's all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. This is Richmond Independent Radio and radio for the rest of us. Also, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. We're doing a song about trucks, trucks driving, and all kinds of good truck goodness. And, yeah, so good times here. I'm going to let you know what you've been listening to here on the Lotus Land Show. We heard from we ended the last set with Lightning Dust. I love her voice. I just can't get enough of it. I love Lightning Dust and all projects associated. Good stuff. Lightning Dust with Just Let It Profess My Love Right Now. There you go. Lightning Dust with Highway. And before that, we heard from The Plague, going all the way back to... what's the name of that album there? Yeah, I got it right here. Alien Psychos and Wild Things, Volume 3. And that's a Virginia artist, 1969 through 70, I believe it is. And let me see here. Yes. Yeah, Virginia and Outer Space, 1965-1970, that's the name of the album that's from. And alright, so before The Plague, we heard from the Beastie Boys with Car Thief. We had a little bit of that, and maybe that track just makes me nervous, so I had to take it off. You know, it's just the way it is sometimes here on the Lotus Land Show. And we started the set out with Jim Nesbitt with I Ain't Never Been Passed. And you know, there you go. Two already from Jim Nesbitt. That'll probably be it for him. So, okay. Ooh, what's this? Hold on.
Chris
Yeah, all right. Well, that's just fabulous, isn't it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Rainbow Minute here on the Lotus Land Show. Here we go.
A Friend of Barbie, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. American stand-up comedian, actress, and media personality Rosie O'Donnell came out of the closet in 2002 as part of the act at the Ovarian Cancer Research Benefit at Caroline's Comedy Club. She said bluntly, "I'm a dyke." 3 years earlier in 1999, Mattel rolled out the Rosie O'Donnell doll, which was sold alongside the Barbie dolls. Unlike the skinny size 2 Barbie, the Rosie doll became Barbie's first plus-size friend, which made her too big to fit into any of Barbie's outfits. In fact, the doll itself is on a different scale, which makes it impossible for the Rosie doll to sleep on the standard Barbie bed or ride in Barbie's fast car. The Rosie doll comes in a cardboard box that becomes a stage and includes a microphone for play acting. All yours in 1999 for $19.99. This Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Glenn Lash in Philadelphia.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's the time of the show where we do the Brown Code Pick of the Week. And this week's Brown Code Pick of the Week, every now and then I like to explain what that is. The Brown Code Pick of the Week is one track a week. Mr. Brown provides us with one track a week and plays it. And this goes back. We've been doing this probably like almost seven years now. And I've approached him, and I've told the story many times. So if you've heard it before, maybe do something else. For all you new folks, hopefully there's some new folks out there. I said, hey, you should do a radio show. And he's like, no, I'm good with just one track. So he picks out one track a week, and that's it. It's like a little miniature radio show, Mr. Brown. He's got excellent taste in music, and he and I, we used to sit and just listen to records, and we used to sit and listen to a lot of truck driving songs. And I haven't been playing much truck driving music here on the Lotus Land Show, and every now and then I go through phases, and every now and then I'll get back to it. But this week's Brown Code Pick of the Week is, in fact, a truck driving song, it's about CB usage. It's called, I just have it right here, CB Savage. That got me thinking about truck driving, and I kind of missed it, the whole truck driving songs and CB songs and things like that. So I was like, thank you, Mr. Brown. I will put together a set based on your Brown Code pick, even though I didn't know what it was until today. So thank you, Mr. Brown. Here's the Brown Code pick of the week. This week's Brown Code pick of the week is Rod Hart with CB Savage here on the Lotus Land Show. Thanks very much for tuning in.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico. It was a cloudy day and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before saying,
"Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on."
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, "Hey, did you hear what I just heard?" He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
"Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?"
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
"Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on."
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
"Yo-ho, Breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye bye."
Good buddies these days, everybody and their little beavers getting themselves an old CB, and the only way to use it right is to get your license and learn the CB lingo. So here we go for a short, short course. Smokey Bear. Now that's him old boys what work for the state and drive them old high-powered machines. And if the machine's got the state's name on the side, it's a Tijuana taxi. Or then again, it may not have the state's name on the side, in which case it's a plain white wrapper, plain gray wrapper, plain green wrapper, or plain blue wrapper. And then they take your green stamps, which is your hard-earned money when they get you on the old picture taker, and that's what you call the old radar, otherwise known as taking Polaroids. That's when you're going more than double nickels. That's that old 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And them some same old boys would help you when you get yourself into a fender bender. That's a wreck. And they generally found around exit ramps, medians, and the nearest long hot cup of coffee and short name of the state police. County Mounty. Same as old Smokey Bear, something they drive for the sheriff. Local yokel, same as old Smokey Bear and old County Mountain, something they drive for the mayor. Beavers, that's women. Seat covers, that's women. Women, that's women. Better half or XYL, that's women. Excepting these is them ones what used to be the beaver and or seat cover, what you used to count every button on that for really blouse she was a-wearing, and is now the mother of your youngins and the picture taker what checks you done retired from counting buttons on frilly blouses of other beavers and or seat covers. Cotton picker. Now that means your best buddy, your worst enemy, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, somebody you like, somebody you don't like, somebody you want to compliment, somebody you want to insult, somebody who done you a favor, somebody who done you wrong, or somebody who picks cotton. Break means I want to talk, boy. Go break means all right, boy, talk. 10:36. Now that's a call for the time of day, but don't just sit there and say, have at 10:36, cause all them CBers will know you just got your set and ain't got nothing to say. Other expressions to avoid to keep from being known as an amateur are, break for a radio check. What's happening out there, good buddy? What you doing out there, good buddy? Somebody talk to me. Roger, we'll go and break for a truck. 10:20 is your location. Home 20, that's your 10:20 when you're home. Bubblegum machine. Hey, that's an old light on top of Smokey's car. Goes blue, 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 blue. Whips an antenna. A redneck whips a big, long antenna. Goes twangy, twangy, twangy all the time. Hammer down means I done going as fast as I can because I got the pedal to the metal. How's it look over your shoulder? Now, that's what you say to somebody going the way you ain't. It means what's back there where you done been. An 18-wheeler's a big rig. A 4-wheeler's anything with 4 wheels. Cars, baby carriages, anything. 2-wheelers are motorcycles and bicycles. A pick-em-up truck is a pickup truck. A thermos bottle is a tanker truck. A mobile parking lot is 18-wheeler that hauls 4-wheelers. And a van cotton picker is a van. Come on. Now, that's what you say when you say what you want to say and you want somebody to say something back to you. Come on, back on that means I wish you'd say that again because I don't know what you're talking about. Getting stepped on. Now, that's where there's too many cotton pickers on the channel and everybody's talking at the same time. You can't understand nobody and it's a mess of noise. Modulating and jawjacking is a having a conversation. Handle. Now, that's that old name that you pick out to call yourself on the channel, S-N.
My handle is the White Knight.
10-4 means I read you, I agree. If you say so, I think so, I know so. If you say so, I'm with you. You done took the words right out of my mouth. Ain't that something? Maybe definitely affirmative. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. You said it, boy. Hey, 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 and ever wish. 4-10 and 10-Roger are alternatives to 10-4 on such occasions that 10-4 do not seem to capture the complete meaning of what you was trying to say. Negatory is the opposite of all of the above in short, no. A short-short is the opposite of a long-long. Now, here's a big one that I left for towards the last because it's one of the most important you'll ever use, I guarantee you. Mercy Day, under all circumstances, means Mercy Day. We gonna back it on out. That's a way of saying so long, I'm gonna quit talking, I'll see you later. Keep it between the ditches, that means the same. Catch on the flip-flop, that means the same. Sevens, threes, and all them good numbers to you, that means the same. Eights and sixes, and all them good numbers to you, that means the same. You have yourself a good day today and a better day tomorrow, that means the same. Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down, that means the same. We down and gone, that means the same. We catch you later, that means the same. As a matter of fact, you can use all of the above together or one at a time. So we're going to back it on out. You keep it between the ditches. Sevens and threes and all them good numbers to you. Eights and sixes and all them good numbers to you. You have yourself a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down. We definitely down and gone. We catch you later for sure. Now go, breakers!
Now, good buddy, it's time for you to choose your handle, pick up your microphone, and do some ratchet jawing on your own. In these practice exercises, first you'll hear both sides of the two-way conversation. It'll then be repeated. At first, you may want to repeat the messages just like you hear them. After you limber up your jaw, feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good. Mercy sakes alive, that's what CB's all about.
Break 19, this is the Green Thumb, KFD 6671. Do I have a copy there?
10-4, Green Thumb, go ahead. This is the Robber Baron, KCW 1152, letting you roll with the channel. Come back.
Hey, Green Thumb here is looking for 1036. Come back.
10-4, gong time is 950, 950, and it keeps on ticking.
Mercy, about time for me to take a short.
10-4 there, Green Thumb. Hammer on down to arrest him up. Not more than 2 miles down this here green stamp.
Yeah, thank you there, good buddy. I'll catch you on the flip-flop. The Green Thumb is gone. KFD 6671.
Have a good gone, Green Thumb. This here's the Robber Baron looking for a rocking chair. 10-10 till then. KCW 1152.
Okay, now I'm going to try it.
Break 19, this is the Green Thumb. KFD 6671.
Go ahead, Green Thumb. This is the Robber Baron, KCW 1152, letting you roll with the channel.
Green Thumb here is looking for 1036.
Gong time is 9:50, and it keeps on ticking.
Mercy, about time for me to take a short.
Hammer down to arrest him up, not more than 2 miles down this here green stand.
I think I need a short,
you,
too.
I'll catch you on the
Can I get a short? I'm in here. Need a short.
6671.
Yeah.
Have a good gone, Green Thumb.
This I'm getting ready to
Baron
go gone.
Looking for a rocking chair.
Yeah.
10-10 till then. KCW 1152. Now we're going to pick out the important key words.
Tell us.
I'll give you their definitions. Don't hesitate to repeat the words. After all, your objective is to learn quickly and correctly.
All right. Let's do it together.
KCW 1152 is your official CB call sign.
Okay.
1036.
Yeah.
Correct time request.
Hey, Al told us that earlier.
Mercy. A term used in place of a stronger word.
Always means mercy. We just heard
Hammer
that.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
To accelerate.
Yeah.
Flip-flop.
Yeah, flip-flops.
Return trip.
I'm not a big...
Rocking chair.
I don't really wear flip-flops.
Middle CB vehicle in a line of three.
Sorry to drive with flip-flops, by the way. It's just...
Getting a feel for
not
it?
Not very safe. I got
Let's
it.
Try another.
All right, one more.
Break 19 for the superstar in that four-wheeler. Come on.
Go ahead, Breaker. I'm at the back door of your four-wheeler car. You've got KCS.
He's at the back door, yeah.
Come back.
Alrighty.
Hey there, guy. This is the yo-yo string. Come back.
Hey, how you doing there, yo-yo string? Take a look over your shoulder and give us a smoky report, huh?
Heard tell you got a Tijuana taxi advertising.
Listen, there's a joke there somewhere. I'm just not going to... I'm going to leave it alone. You can write that one yourself.
Mercy, that's a big 10-4 for sure. This here superstar's headed for double nickels, and we'll let that Cadillac doing it to it in the monster lane go catch himself a coupon.
These local yokels got Kodaks, and they'd be taking pictures all the way to the state line.
Thank you. I'll keep my nose between the ditches and smoky out of my britches for sure.
Stop I bet.
10-8, yo-yo string.
I bet you will. Yes, sir.
3s and 8s on you, superstar. KFD 4728. We northbound down and on the side.
Okay, it's our turn to try it again.
Break night.
Down 75 or 85 or I-20 the other way. Turn your squelch to the right and in the night you'll hear some good buddy say, Breaker, got a picture taker. Old Smokey's at 43. It's that Japanese toy, the trucker's joy, that everybody calls CB. Yeah, Citizens Band keeps you up to date with the fender benders and the Tijuana taxis and all them bears out there flip-flop. Now ahead of your children and ahead of your wife on the list of the 10 best things in life, your CB's got a rate right around number 4. Of course, Beavers and Hot Biscuits and Merle Haggard come 1, 2, 3, you know. Well, I was loaded down coming out of Lake City. I was checking out seat covers young and pretty. When all of a sudden there come a call over my CB ringing wall to wall. Said, Clover double nickels as you hit the ridge, because there's a smoky picture taker to the other side of the bridge. Oh, Mercy, appreciate that, good buddy. What you handle there, come on. I got any county mounties out there prowling, come on. And he said,
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal and let it roar. Hammer down to Macon town. Gonna see my mama, sure. Where the bears are gone, let's bring it on. The Georgia line's out of sight. Pulled out of Richmond town last Saturday night, and my handle is the White Knight. How about it?
All right, White Knight, hammer down. You got the mean machine here. Was a streaking, my needle was a peaking around around 79. That old diesel juice was a getting loose, and everything was fine. But wall to wall, I got a call. Front door, big bear trapper said, "Break 19, good buddy of mine. You got a smoky and a plain white rapper." Well, I jammed my stick, I lost 20 quick. You could hear them gears a-tearing. I got pants by a beaver and a Camaro. I was cruising along and going so slow, I could count every button on that frilly blouse she was wearing. Of course, there weren't but one. "Hey there, Super Trooper. Yeah, that's the crafty Smokey over there with a CB of his own. Hey, White Knight, let's slide one on the Super Trooper. Come on."
10-4 back door. Put the pedal to the metal. What you waiting for? That old white can't stay inside. Gonna leave you here and say no more. How about it?
Whoa now, buddy. That's fighting talk. I'd get up there and blow your doors off. Well, I hammered down like I had wings. Little gravels in my wheels going bing, bing, bing. About the time I hit 92, saw something flashing in my rear view. Thought to myself, that can't be true. But there it was. Oh, blue, blue, blue. Uh-oh, bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Well, I could see that bear laughing big, hanging in tight on the back of my rig. Right there and then it came to me wall to wall. Mm-hmm. So in that cold, dark Georgia night, in the shadows of Smokey Bear's blue light, I decided to make me just one more CB call. Breaker 19 for the Super Trooper. Hey there, Smokey, old buddy. Tell me if I'm right, or are you my front door? Are you the White Knight? Come on. And he said,
10-4, back door. You're in a heap of trouble, boy, that's for sure. Gonna read you your rights and treat you far. Pull over there with your rocking chair. Want you boys to know each other real well, 'cause you gonna be sharing the same jail cell. You make 12 cotton pickers I've caught tonight from the front door of that White Knight. How about it? 40 miles over the speed limit. You boys gonna be here a spell.
That's it, cotton pickers. I've done been grounded. My tail in jail, my rig impounded. So when you're coming through the Georgia night, don't ever get no front door call the White Knight. No, sir. Wind up in the pokey with Smokey.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
About a week ago, you were a married woman, but you know I didn't know. Now your man's a burning rubber off a standard stick. We lost him up in Tulsa, but he's catching up with
this overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping praying that we'll make Little Rock so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop. Fort Smith was a ball, I've got to call the whole trip fun. But I think about your husband and I get a vision of a gun. I don't want to hire the cemetery boys to dig. Gotta stop this rolling party, try to hide my rig.
This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88. I'm hoping and a praying that we'll make Little Rock
so you can hop another tractor at the coffee stop.
Told me I was stealing you away. You'd be waiting tables yet back there in that cafe. Every light in the mirror scares me half to death, and that tailgating fool much more than all the rest.
This overloaded diesel's hauling too much freight for racing into Memphis with an old 88.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3. Solani Irving.
The story is about an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, when this old fella, I'd say 70 years old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good apple pie. I bought the coffee and the pie for the old fella, and I'm awful glad I did, because he winked his eye and smiled and says, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes with trembling hands, he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back and looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheek, and this is what he said. I'm an old hog hauler, I drove a big truck, I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. But all I ever made in a pinball machine, I'd get four catty-cornered, then I'd miss the 16. I wish that I'd love them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have caused me to live on sardines. Last time I called my wife on the phone, the first thing she says, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from Chicago. She says, John, you know I love you. I wish you wouldn't go. Send your baby some money. They are hungry and cold. The last thing she said, and then she hung up. John, you give up my loving and just a drive an old truck. I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months, 'cause I shot up my dough. When I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He says, John, I guess you wonder about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies and your wife took her life. I've lost all my friends, I can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that that old man said. Oh Lord, if I could live my life over. And then he fell dead. They tell me John is a clean-cut young man at the age of 19, but now he's in his grave, a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
Can't be good. I think the dragster blew. Well, it's 6:33 right now. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm your host, Michael Miracle. Got a little time left here in the program. I'll let you know what you've been listening to. We just ended the last set with Lonnie Irving doing a sad, sad tale called Pinball Machine. Mom, you took your kids and your wife took her life. That's the saddest line in that whole song. Shoo-wee! Brings a tear to my eye just about every time I hear it. And before Lonnie Irving, we heard from Jimmy Griggs with Overloaded Diesel. He had another problem altogether there. Overloaded Diesel. And then we heard the Vermillions from Fredericksburg. No longer around, but I miss those guys too. The Vermillions with Car Sick. And we heard some Merle Haggard on account of Tommy Hill Music Festival. Mentioned Merle Haggard. I figured I'd go ahead and throw one on there. Merle Haggard with Moving On. And prior to that, we heard from Tommy Hill Music Festival with White Night. And then How to CB. Instructions on How to CB. Kind of funny. CB Exercises 1 and 2 is what we heard. And then we heard another one from Cletus Maggard and the Citizens Band. They sound very similar to the Tommy Hill Music Festival. I looked that one up. We heard Cletus's CB Lingo Dictionary. I thought it was a much more... it was almost like a much more informative course, packed with real lingo information. And we started the set out with the Brown Coat Pick of the Week, and this week's Brown Coat Pick of the Week was Rod Hart with CB Savage, and that's what started this whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for the inspiration. 6:35 right now, and I need to let you know this, that WRIR programming is supported by founding underwriter Sticky Rice in the Fan at the corner of Main and Strawberry Streets. Open for lunch and dinner daily at 11:30 a.m. until the late hours. Sticky Rice serves fresh sashimi, spring rolls, tempura rolls, bowls of noodles, buckets of tater tots, dinners, and daily sushi specials. Sticky Rice is on the web at ilovestickyrice.com, stickyricefan.com, Facebook, and also Twitter. Thank you, Sticky Rice. Much appreciated. Love our underwriters. And also, another underwriter, RVA Magazine. WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you. Much appreciated, RVA Magazine. If you're interested in underwriting here on WRIR and supporting local community radio and radio and independent radio in general, you can do so by emailing underwriting at wrir.org. Get involved. We need your support. All right, I think it's time to get on with the program here. I want to remind you, though, coming up at 7 o'clock, as I remind you around this time every week, Activate with Mike Rutz. He's been spotted multiple times in the building. He's working hard to put together a wonderful show of music. It's the music calendar for your ears, as he says. If you want to know what's going on in Richmond as far as music goes and live shows and things like that, that's the show to check out. And a lot of really great music here every night of the week. Choices is always wonderful to have choices. So 7 o'clock, Activate. 9 o'clock, we have Mercury Falls with the wonderful Melissa, bringing you a consistent Avant Audio extravaganza. How about that? And then 11 o'clock, we have Wind of the Pines with Kelly. And then 1 o'clock, Commonwealth of Notions with the ever glorious Shannon Clary. All right, so, I don't know what you're doing tonight, but radio's a good idea, so keep tuned here to WRIR. 97.3 FM. So I think it's time for some space trucking. You know, we've traveled the country and, you know, heard tales of this, that, and the other thing, hardships. Well, it's time to go do some space trucking. This is a Deep Purple tune as translated by, or as done by, Ministry and the Co-Conspirators. Here's Space Trucking on WRIR and on the Lotus Lane Show. Thanks very much for tuning in.
sandy shore, abandoned and staring at a sunset.
You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM. WRIR.org. Thanks for tuning in.
clear to Blacktown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Pigpen. Yeah, we've definitely got a front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June, and the Kenworth pulled in logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. He was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Ten full Roger, about 5 miles or so. Ten Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies was thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, caught an old truck, says, here's the duck. We're about to go a hunting bear.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Pigpen? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Pigpen, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Pigpen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, Roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big
Negatory, Pigpen. You're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
Perfect.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the buttons off your glass and the bears off your nails. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
7 a.m. Dusty Road. I'm going to drive until it burns my bones.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lotus Land Show here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. I'm your host, Michael Miracle, and we're just about ready to wrap up a whole show about trucking and car driving and gasoline and going fast and just, you know, general wearing down some rubber. How's that sound? Anyway, well, I had to play Convoy. That I used to love that song, man. That back when it came out, and you heard two different versions. I started off with the Tommy Hill Music Festival version, which it's just about the same, but you know, there's something about the original C.W. McCall doing the original Convoy, and advertising agent that guy was, and came up with this great song, and then took off from there. What do you know? So C.W. McCall with Convoy, and before that we heard from Swirlies with Park the Car by the Side of the Road. And before that we heard from Dynamic Truths with Sailors of the Highway. And then Ministry and the Co-Conspirators doing their take on Deep Purple's Space Trucking, come on! I gotta work on that. Come on! Come on! There it is, just about. So I'm gonna have time for one last track. And then we have Activate with Mike Rutz. He is here. He's got a stack ready to go. And lots of good shows in town this week, so pay attention. Take notes. I'm going to leave you with one last track. Dave Dudley. I'm going to leave you with Dave Dudley doing a farewell to the road. Take care of each other, and I'll see you next week. And behind me right now, M83, by the way, with Highway of Endless Dreams. Thanks very much for tuning in. Oh, I want to mention, by the way, you can check me out on Facebook. I have a Facebook page with for the Lotus Land Show. So Facebook, the Lotus Land Show. There you go. Connect there, and I'll try to get those podcasts up and running as soon as I can. And we'll be posting videos, and it's almost like an extended version of the Lotus Land Show all week. So you can also submit things if you'd like, and you know, ideas, and maybe favorite videos, favorite songs, so on and so on. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for me. Here's Dave Dudley. Thanks very much for tuning in to the Lotus Land Show, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.
Truck, this is our farewell to the road. I guess we're both out of style. I could sell you, but I don't need the money. You sure don't need the miles. That doctor says I gotta get off the road. He tells me my eyes are sick. They won't let you run when you get too old. That windshield gets too thick. We made many a run together, old truck. And sometimes when I had me no help, I think I slept right behind that wheel. You just kept driving yourself. Hey, we had some swingers, old-timer, like that gal from Tennessee. She rode with us pretty near 600 miles. That seat was warm for a week. Oh, yeah, I gave that radio to Jim Smith. You know, that sure was a dandy thing. I'm gonna miss Ralph and Mike and Bill and all them boys. And
hearing them country people sing. And every time I shave and I see that scar that I picked up in Abilene, that gal was about as pretty as a summer night. But that boy that was with her, he was awful mean. Well, old timer, I gotta be going. And I'll drink to you down at the bar. You know, it's gonna take me a month or two to get used to driving this car. Now, this lot, it's yours as long as you want it. And I'll see you every 2 or 3 weeks. And maybe this just ain't the proper thing to say, but here's hoping you rust in peace.